Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Rearranging for impact. Establishing the goal, mastering strategic word order. As an English teacher with decades of experience, I know the power of strategic word order in crafting simple sentences that emphasize key ideas and enhance overall clarity and coherence. In this guide, you'll discover how to rearrange the elements of your sentences to create a more impactful and engaging style of writing. By the end, you'll be able to wield the power of word order to elevate your written communication and make a lasting impression on your readers. Materials and prerequisites. Before we dive in, there are a few things you'll need. A basic understanding of English grammar and sentence structure. Willingness to experiment and think outside the box. An open mind and a desire to improve your writing. Let's get started. A brief overview: crafting impactful sentences is all about strategically positioning your words to highlight the most important information. By rearranging the traditional subject-verb-object (SVO) structure, you can create a more natural, conversational flow and emphasize the ideas that matter most. In the following steps, you'll learn how to identify key elements, experiment with word order, and fine-tune your sentences for maximum effect. Step-by-step instructions. Identify the key elements. The first step in rearranging your sentences is to identify the most important information you want to convey. Ask yourself, what is the central idea or message you're trying to communicate? Which words or phrases carry the most weight? Once you've pinpointed the key elements, you can start to play with their placement within the sentence. Remember, the order in which you present information can significantly impact how your readers perceive and process it. Experiment with word order. Now that you've identified the essential components, it's time to start rearranging them. Begin by moving the subject, verb, and object around to see how the sentence's focus and emphasis changes. For example, try leading with the object, like this. The book I read yesterday. Or, you could start with the verb, emphasizing the action. Studied I the material thoroughly. As you experiment, pay attention to how the different word orders affect the tone, rhythm, and overall impact of the sentence. Some arrangements may feel more natural and engaging, while others may come across as awkward or confusing. Refine and fine-tune. Once you've played around with a few different word order variations, it's time to refine and fine-tune your sentences. Consider the following factors as you evaluate your options. Clarity. Is the meaning of the sentence clear, or is there potential for ambiguity? Emphasis. Does the rearranged word order effectively highlight the most important information? Flow and rhythm. Does the sentence have a natural, conversational cadence, or does it feel choppy and disjointed? Concision. Have you eliminated any unnecessary words or phrases? Remember, the goal is to craft sentences that are not only grammatically correct, but also engaging, impactful, and easy to understand. Don't be afraid to experiment and revise until you've found the perfect balance. Tips and warnings. As you practice rearranging your sentences, keep the following tips in mind. Tips. Start with simple sentences and gradually work your way up to more complex structures. Pay attention to the context and audience. What might work well in one situation may not be as effective in another. Vary your sentence structures to keep your writing dynamic and engaging. Read your sentences aloud to get a feel for the rhythm and flow. Warnings. Avoid rearranging your sentences to the point of creating confusion or ambiguity. Don't sacrifice clarity or logical flow in the pursuit of stylistic flourishes. Be mindful of grammar rules and conventions. Some word order changes may result in grammatically incorrect sentences. Checking for success to ensure you've mastered the art of strategic word order, try the following. Review your writing samples and identify areas where you've successfully rearranged sentences for greater impact. Ask a friend or colleague to read your revised sentences and provide feedback on clarity, emphasis, and overall effectiveness. Experiment with different writing tasks, from personal essays to professional reports, and observe how the rearranged sentence structures perform in various contexts. Remember, the key to mastering strategic word order is practice, experimentation, and a willingness to learn from your mistakes. With dedication and persistence, you'll soon be crafting sentences that captivate your readers and leave a lasting impression.
Mastering the Future Perfect Continuous Tense. Welcome to the fascinating world of verb tenses. Today, we are diving into the future perfect continuous tense. This tense allows us to talk about actions that will be ongoing and still in progress at a specific future time. Let's explore this tense together and become masters of its usage. Understanding the future perfect continuous tense. The future perfect continuous tense is formed by using will have been followed by the present participle of the verb, the ing form. This tense is used to emphasize the duration of an action that will occur before a certain point in the future. For example, by this time next year, I will have been studying Spanish for 5 years. Structure of the future perfect continuous tense. To create sentences in the future perfect continuous tense, we follow a simple structure. Subject plus will plus have been plus present participle. Let's look at some examples. She will have been dancing for 3 hours by the time the party ends. By tomorrow, I will have been practicing the piano for a week. They will have been waiting for the bus for an hour when it finally arrives. Usage of the future perfect continuous tense. We use the future perfect continuous tense in the following situations. To talk about actions that will be in progress at a specific future time. To emphasize the duration of an action that will occur before another action in the future. To speculate about how long a future action will have been taking place. Time expressions with the future perfect continuous tense. When using the future perfect continuous tense, it's helpful to include time expressions to indicate when the action will start or end. Some common time expressions used with this tense are by the time, when, before, after, for, since. Practicing the future perfect continuous tense. Now, it's time for some practice. Form sentences using the future perfect continuous tense with the following prompts. I/study by next month. I_English for 2 years. She/work by 5 p.m. tomorrow. She underscore on the project for 8 hours. They slash play. When the clock strikes midnight, they underscore board games for 3 hours. Mastering the future perfect continuous tense. Congratulations. You have now mastered the future perfect continuous tense. Keep practicing using this tense in your writing and conversations to become more fluent in expressing ongoing actions in the future. Great job. Here are some more examples of sentences in the future perfect continuous tense. By next Sunday, I will have been running for 2 hours straight. When the bell rings, the students will have been studying for the exam all day. By the time you arrive, I will have been cooking dinner for an hour. They will have been traveling for 3 days straight when they reach their destination. By the end of the week, she will have been working on the project for a month. When the concert starts, the band will have been rehearsing for weeks. By the time the guests arrive, we will have been preparing the party for hours. When the movie ends, he will have been waiting in line for tickets for over an hour. By the time the store closes, the employees will have been stocking shelves all day. When the race begins, the athletes will have been training for months. These examples demonstrate how the future perfect continuous tense is used to talk about actions that will be ongoing and in progress at specific future times. Here are some exercises and activities to help students practice using the future perfect continuous tense. Exercise 1. Fill in the blanks. Instructions. Complete each sentence with the correct form of the verb in the future perfect continuous tense. I/study. By this time tomorrow, I underscore for 3 hours. She/read. By next week, she underscore that novel for a month. They/play. By the end of the party, they underscore music for 2 hours. He/work. When you see him, he underscore on the project all morning. We/swim. By the time the pool closes, we underscore for an hour. Exercise 2. Create your own sentences. Instructions. Write 3 sentences of your own using the future perfect continuous tense. Be creative and try to include different subjects and actions in your sentences. Activity. Storytelling. Instructions. In pairs or small groups, create a short story together using the future perfect continuous tense. Each person takes turns adding a sentence to the story, making sure to use the future perfect continuous tense correctly. Once the story is complete, share it with the class. Exercise 3. Time expressions. Instructions. Complete each sentence with an appropriate time expression that fits with the future perfect continuous tense. By the time underscore, when underscore, before underscore, after underscore, for underscore, since underscore. Activity role playing. Instructions. In pairs, role play a situation where one person asks about future plans and the other responds using the future perfect continuous tense. For example, what will you have been doing for 2 hours by the time I arrive? B. I will have been cooking dinner for my family. These exercises and activities are designed to engage students in practicing and applying the future perfect continuous tense in a fun and interactive way. Here are some common mistakes that students may make when using the future perfect continuous tense. Incorrect placement of will. Students might mistakenly place will in the wrong part of the sentence, such as saying, I will have been studying for 2 hours by tomorrow, instead of I will have been studying for 2 hours by tomorrow. Missing been. Students may forget to include been in the sentence, leading to errors like she will have dancing for 3 hours, instead of she will have been dancing for 3 hours. Confusion with present continuous tense. Students sometimes mix up the present continuous tense with the future perfect continuous tense, saying, I am studying for 2 hours tomorrow, instead of I will have been studying for 2 hours by tomorrow. Incorrect time expressions. Using inappropriate time expressions or using them incorrectly in sentences can lead to mistakes. For example, saying by tomorrow, I will be studying for a week instead of by tomorrow, I will have been studying for a week. Overusing the tense. Students may unnecessarily use the future perfect continuous tense when a simpler tense would suffice, leading to awkward or convoluted sentences. For example, saying, "I will have been cooking dinner for 1 hour when you arrive," instead of, "I will be cooking dinner when you arrive." Lack of subject-verb agreement. Forgetting to match the subject with the correct form of the verb in the future perfect continuous tense can result in errors like, "He will have been studying for hours," instead of, "He will have been studying for hours." By being aware of these common mistakes, students can practice more effectively and improve their usage of the future perfect continuous tense. Here are examples of correct usage of the future perfect continuous tense for comparison. By the time Sarah arrives, I will have been waiting for an hour. They will have been studying for 5 hours by the end of the day. When the clock strikes midnight, we will have been celebrating for an hour. By tomorrow morning, she will have been running for 30 minutes. The workers will have been constructing the building for 6 months by next week. When the guests leave, the party will have been going on for 3 hours. By the time the concert starts, the band will have been rehearsing all day. I will have been practicing the piano for 2 hours by the time my teacher arrives. When the project is due, we will have been working on it for a month. By next year, he will have been living in the city for 10 years. These examples showcase the correct structure and usage of the future perfect continuous tense, emphasizing ongoing actions that will be in progress at specific future times. Here is a brief explanation of when to use the future perfect continuous tense. The future perfect continuous tense is used to indicate that an action will be ongoing and still in progress at a specific point in the future. It is used to emphasize the duration of an action that will occur before a certain future time or event. This tense is commonly used when describing actions that will be in progress at a specific future time, emphasizing how long an action will have been taking place before another action or event in the future, speculating about the duration of an ongoing action that will continue up to a certain future point. By using the future perfect continuous tense, speakers can convey the idea of continuous and ongoing actions that will be relevant at a specified future moment. When learning to use the future perfect continuous tense, students may face some common challenges and make certain mistakes. Here are some of the common issues students may encounter. Understanding the concept. One challenge students may face is grasping the concept of an action that will be ongoing and in progress at a specific future time. It can be tricky for students to differentiate between the future perfect continuous tense and other future tenses. Forming the tense. Students may struggle with forming the future perfect continuous tense correctly, especially when combining will have been with the present participle, ing form, of the verb. Remembering the correct structure of the tense can be challenging. Choosing the right time expressions. Selecting appropriate time expressions to indicate when the action will start or end can be confusing for students. Using incorrect time expressions may lead to inaccuracies in conveying the intended meaning. Subject-verb agreement. Ensuring that the subject and verb agree in terms of singular or plural form can be a common mistake. Students may overlook the agreement between the subject and the verb in sentences using the future perfect continuous tense. Overusing the tense. Students may overuse the future perfect continuous tense when a simpler tense would be more appropriate. Understanding when to use this tense versus other future tenses can be challenging. Confusing similar tenses. Students might confuse the future perfect continuous tense with other continuous tenses or future perfect tenses, leading to errors in sentence construction.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.